3 months after it started, the brash pro football league known as the XFL has folded. The announcement came late yesterday as officials from the World Wrestling Federation and NBC said they were ending their joint football venture. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It seems like it was just yesterday, actually it was February 3rd, that curious sports fans tuned in to see the beginning of the XFL. A beginning, says sports marketer Dean Bonham, that was orchestrated by two masters of the television era, Vince McMahon of the World Wrestling Federation and Dick Ebersol of NBC Sports.
The XFL was delivered onto the American sports scene with more promotional and marketing and media might than ever in the history of American sports.
Vince McMahon had promised a sizzling antidote to what he called the staid National Football League. The XFL would bring fans to the action like never before, a sports reality TV show with microphones in the huddle, TV cameras chasing the players on the field, busty cheerleaders doing more posing than cheering, and players with wacky nicknames on their jerseys like "He Hate Me." The initial TV ratings were impressive, but then they plummeted and attendance dwindled. League executives made changes as the weeks went by, promoting more of the sport and less of the show. But the play on the field never measured up to the standard bearer, the NFL, and people didn't show much interest in staying home Saturday night for the primetime XFL broadcasts on NBC. The rating for the championship game late last month was 93rd among primetime shows for that week. Still, after that game, McMahon told the crowd, "We'll see you next year." And 2 weeks ago, league general managers met to plan for the 2002 season. But yesterday, McMahon killed the league and took the blame.
"I would put no blame whatsoever on the media. You know, it clearly rests on my shoulders. This was my vision, and it did not work for whatever reason."
In a teleconference with reporters yesterday, McMahon and Ebersol speculated about the reasons. The NBC executive thinks the XFL could have benefited from a few more weeks of planning, but marketer Dean Bonham calls that sheer nonsense. More planning still wouldn't have changed the league's attitude, which Bonham says underestimated the sophistication of the American sports fan.
"The sophistication level of the fan was such that they could ignore the promotion and the marketing and the media, and they could judge for themselves the quality of the product. And in that judging process, the answer was simple. We're not going to watch and we're not going to attend. It's not a quality sports product, nor is it a quality entertainment product."
Bonham also says the XFL's basic premise was flawed, an assumption that the National Football League wasn't delivering the football product sports fans wanted to see. Bonham is surprised the XFL folded so soon, but he thinks that's because McMahon's World Wrestling Federation is a public company, and shareholders were not going to tolerate an XFL investment in which both the WWF and NBC lost close to $50 million in just this first year. NBC's Dick Ebersol was philosophical yesterday, saying he worked hard, it didn't work, and we all move on.
"Life wouldn't be as good as it's been for both Vince McMahon and Dick Ebersol if we didn't continue to risk things. And when things don't work, that doesn't mean you stop risking."
Ebersol's and McMahon's failed risk, of course, cost a lot of people their jobs. The estimated 350 XFL players have been paid for their work this year. The best of them will try to catch on in the NFL. Many of the rest will hope for another opportunity to play pro football, one that lasts longer than 3 months. Tom Goldman, NPR News.